Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Welcome back to the Graybar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauley on King MOX.
It's really been nothing but good for the St. Louis Blues since Jim Montgomery took over. They've won three of the four games. They have points in all four of those games. They got a great win yesterday against Winnipeg, 4-1, back at tomorrow against Calgary. To talk all things Blues, happy to welcome back onto the program. You see him on FanDuel Sports Network Midwest, working as the ringside reporter on Blues Telecast. He's also the co-host of the absolutely fantastic Cam and Strick podcast. He is our friend Andy Strickland. Andy, thanks for the time. How are you?
I'm good, Matt. How are you tonight?
I am good as well. It's a tiny sample size, four games, but so far so good. Are you able to say yet what we've seen from the Blues in these first four games? What's real? What is something that Jim Montgomery has installed or whatever that fans can feel confident is something that's going to kind of be the way this team is moving forward?
Well, he hopes so. I mean, we've seen this movie before, you know, over the years here in St. Louis. I mean, Blues fans are used to this when you get the new coach, you know, bump, you know, whether it was Andy Murray, it didn't really matter. You go down the line. I mean, even when Davis Payne came here, the team won a bunch of games. After he took over, he got a contract extension. You know, Ken Hitchcock won a Jack Adams the first or second year he was here as coach of the year. You know what happened with Craig Berube. So, we've seen this, but at the same time, this is a guy who, in Jim Montgomery, who's a good coach. And you look at his winning percentage since he's come into the NHL, you know, the fact that he won at every level even prior to coming to the National Hockey League. But, you know, statistically, his teams have always ranked near the top defensively in all the important defensive categories, I mean, year after year. And since he's gotten here, the team's given up, I think, 6 goals in 4 games. So, the defensive part of it is really standing out to me just in terms of how structured they look, how committed they are. They're blocking shots, tracking back. They're responsible in the offensive zone, too, to the point where they're not getting beat coming back up the ice and giving up odd man rushes. certainly not to the extent that they were earlier in the year. So it's making it a little easier on the goaltender. I mean, you looked at, you know, Joel Hofer last night. He had the, he saw 23 shots against, you know, one of the highest scoring teams in the league in the Winnipeg Jets, even though they're struggling a little bit. So, listen, defensively, that's what stands out first and foremost. They look quicker, but they're having fun, and you know, they look like a confident hockey team right now.
You mentioned the defense, and we saw the top defensive pairing of Broberg and Parayko. How good can those two guys together be?
Well, they can be really good because they can defend. I mean, that's why Colton Parayko's on, you know, Team Canada, and I said this several weeks ago that he was going to end up making that roster. People thought I was crazy, but, you know, you talk to people connected to Hockey Canada, and his name came up routinely since the beginning. I mean, it wasn't like he's a late ad. You know, they had him on the radar from the beginning, and I won't be surprised if he ends up representing Canada in the Olympics, too, coming up in 2026. But Broberg, obviously, the skating, his ability to defend, his stick defending is incredible, just in terms of how he breaks up plays, his stick positioning. You know, he can recover with his skating, but he's very intelligent, too, in terms of how he defends. And then you look at what he does when he has the puck on his stick in terms of his ability to get up ice and to be creative and make plays off the rush. He is just getting better and better. And the fact that they lost him for 12 games earlier in the year and the fact that he's come back and just picked up where he left off has been really impressive. I think there's only been two games on the season that Philip Broberg has been a minus player. So he's pretty much plus or even every single night. You know what you're going to get from him, and you know what you're going to get from Colton Parayko. He's among the best, if not the best, true defender in the National Hockey League in terms of going up against elite players and shutting them down game after game and night after night. He's been doing it for a while. People on the inside with the NHL, people who work for teams, who study it routinely on a daily basis, man, they truly have so much respect for his ability to defend. He's got the size, obviously. And it's good to see him now get that credibility and that recognition that has probably, you know, been a little bit long overdue for Colton Parayko.
That second period yesterday was really good. They got 19 shots on goal. They scored two goals in 39 seconds. And they were playing really good hockey and weren't scoring goals. And they were told, just stick with what you're doing and it's all going to work out. And it did get that way. Is that, especially from an offensive standpoint, is that really what it's supposed to look like under Jim Montgomery?
Well, they were pushing, right? And you just knew it was a matter of time. At some point, they were going to get rewarded. I think, you know, Montgomery talked about it after the game. That was his message to the team on the bench, that don't stop. You got to reward yourself for how well they had played up to that point. And they just smothered them. I mean, this is a real good team in Winnipeg. They've lost four straight. I know that they are struggling, but there was no way they were going to keep up the 15-1 pace that they got off to anyway, and winning 15 out of the first 16, whatever it was. So they weren't going to be able to maintain that, but and you knew they'd come back to earth a little bit. But for the Blues to just dominate them, I mean, it was essentially a shutout, Matt, when you look at it. I mean, I know they scored their goal, but just really impressive in terms of how they played. And, yeah, you know, you get the timely goals when you're playing the right way and you're committed to playing that way from the beginning throughout the course of the game, then you're going to give yourself a chance. Look, the Blues have more talent than people realize on their roster right now. They're not the most talented team, but they're not a team that lacks talent either. They've got players who can play. And, you know, you look at a guy like Scotty Perunovich last night. He comes in, doesn't play a ton, but gets a couple of assists. Late add for a veteran guy like Justin Falk. You don't know what you're going to get out of Perunovich and what the team is going to look like defensively without Falk. You know, that's a real good sign there, too. And now Joel Hofer, too. We talked about Hofer and Binnington coming into the season being that 1-2 punch. You know, he struggled a little bit for a handful of games, but now he's back on track with back-to-back real quality performances. And that's got to be the strength of this team. It's got to be their goaltending because they are really, really good back there.
Yeah, and you have to feel good for Hofer being a Winnipeg guy, being able to go do that in his hometown. And even before the game, Montgomery talked about how it's a special opportunity for him to be able to play there. He'd played there before, didn't have the kind of success that he liked. And then yesterday, like you said, it was almost a shutout. It was a really good performance from Hofer. And he and Binnington have the opportunity to be a special tandem.
I think Hofer had a shutout against Winnipeg in one of his first career starts. It was at home, and he had to leave the game for an equipment issue. I'm going off the top of my head here, and Thomas Greiss came in the game for like a minute or two, and didn't give up a goal, but Hofer didn't get credit for the shutout because he left the game for a couple of minutes. So he has played well against Winnipeg before. So, you know, it's – but, again, listen, they are a legit, you know, 1-2 punch. You're not going to find too many tandems in the NHL that are as strong as what the Blues have. And I said that coming into the season and took some heat for it because, you know, they weren't playing great at the time. And, you know, maybe the goaltending didn't look as strong as maybe we thought that it would be or suggested that it would be. And people were taking shots. But now they're seeing it. And this is sustainable. I truly think that these two are this good. And Jordan Binnington, obviously, now being the number one goaltender, make no mistake, he's the top goaltender for Canada coming up in that Four Nations tournament. He'll be the guy. And you just hope he can go there and have success. I'm like everyone else. I'd love to see USA win it. But I'd like to see Binnington go there and play well and see where this team is at come February when they head off to the Four Nations. I mean, are they truly able to put themselves in position to get back in the playoffs? The West is open to me. You know, Winnipeg was the one dominating team coming into the season, you know, throughout the first, you know, 2, 3, 4 weeks of the year. And now they've come back down to earth. You know, Colorado, listen, they've been a little bit up and down, but you got to take them seriously. Dallas is a real good team, but the Blues can get themselves back in it. They really can if they continue to just push.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with 2 sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Andy Strickland, he is the ringside reporter, FanDuel Sports Network Midwest. Also, make sure to listen into his podcast, the Cam and Strick podcast. He and Cam Jansen, which is just you're not going to find a much better hockey podcast than that. Andy, we always appreciate your time. If we don't catch up with you again before the holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and we do look forward to talking to you again real soon.
Okay, yeah, anytime, guys. Take care. Happy holidays to you.
Awesome. Very good. Andy Strickland joining us here on the program. We appreciate him taking a few moments with us before we get out. By the way, his the Cam and Strick podcast, the most recent episode of it is, let's see, is this right? Is this, I just want to make sure I get this right. It looks like, because I'm on their Twitter page right now, looks like they're going to have Matthew Tkachuk on there. So that's... that is very good. So I'll tell you, I love... the interviews that they do and the questions that they ask, the last time we had them on, it was right in front of a time that they were having Mike Keenan on. Like, just, it's a really, really, really good listen. I think most people who are hockey fans in St. Louis probably listen to it already. Okay, we will take a break and we'll come back and we're going to wrap up hour number one of the program. This is Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.